Hi, Bob the Canadian here. As you continue to learn English, you want to be able to talk about your daily routine. In this English lesson, I will invite you along with me for part of my day so that you can see my daily routine, and along the way, you'll be able to learn how to talk about your daily routine. So in this video, we'll go from the moment I wake up until about the end of my workday. This is part one of two videos where you're going to learn to talk about your daily routine. The very first thing I do every day is I wake up, and then I usually press the snooze button on my alarm clock. When you wake up, it means you go from being asleep to being awake. But when my alarm first goes off, I usually want to sleep just a little bit more. So I'm going to do that right now. So the second thing I do in the morning is I get up. When you get up, it means you actually get out of bed. So I think it's time for me to get up. The first thing I like to do after I get up is I like to make the bed. It's always nice when you have your bed made. So after I get up and after I make the bed, I usually use the bathroom. This room behind me is our bathroom. And in English, you can say this a number of ways. You can say, I use the bathroom. You can say, I go to the bathroom. You can also, in Canadian English, say, I use the washroom, or I go to the washroom. This is the one part of the lesson, though, where I'm not taking the camera with me. I'll be right back. So the next thing I do every day is make breakfast. I usually fry two eggs in a frying pan. I usually make myself two pieces of toast in the toaster, and I make myself a mug of coffee. That is a pretty standard Bob the Canadian breakfast. So after I make breakfast, I eat breakfast. There's actually two ways to say this though in English. You can say I eat breakfast, but you can also say I have breakfast. So I eat my egg on toast and I drink my coffee from my favorite mug. This actually says love the world, Bob the Canadian. This is from a friend of mine named Miroslav. Thanks again, Miroslav, for the mug. But again, every day I eat breakfast or I have breakfast. The next thing I do is I use my computer to check my email and to read the news. I like to check my email every morning and I like to read the news every morning. I also spend a little bit of time checking my social media accounts like Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. I probably spend a little bit too much time doing that. So this next part of my day, you are not invited to because every day I take a shower. There are two ways to say this though in English. You can say every day I take a shower. You can also say every day I have a shower. I usually take a shower every day before I go to work. After my shower, I dry off with a towel and then I put on some deodorant. After that, I get dressed. I decide what I'm going to wear for the day, and then I get dressed and I get ready to go to work. After I get dressed, I go back to the bathroom, and if I need to, I will shave. But I don't actually shave every day. But if it's a day where I need to shave, I shave. After that, I get some toothpaste and my toothbrush, and I will brush my teeth. So the next thing I do is I come back to the kitchen and I make a lunch. I don't like to buy lunch every day. I don't like to spend money. So I usually make a sandwich and I grab a banana and this will be my lunch for today. So in English, we would say every day I make a lunch. We can also though say every day I pack a lunch. When you pack a lunch, it means that you put your lunch in a nice lunch bag like this one. So every day I make a lunch. And every day I pack a lunch. The next thing I do every day is I grab my things. When I say I grab my things, it means that I grab my keys, I grab my phone, I grab my wallet, I grab my laptop, and I grab the lunch that I made because I'm just about ready to head out the door and go to work. So the next thing I do in my daily routine is I go to work every day at about 7:30, Monday through Friday, I go to work. If you were someone who is in school, though, you would say, I go to school. If you are someone who stays home at this point in your routine, you might stay home. But for me, every day at this time,
I go to work. One of the things I like about my drive to work is that there are no traffic jams ever. It takes me only 10 minutes to drive from my house to the school that I work at.
When I get to work, I take off my jacket and I hang up my jacket. And then I say hi to all the other teachers in the staff room. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi, Bob.
I put my lunch in the fridge. I teach my first class of the day, which is grade 9 French. This is our textbook, to a lot of students who are usually very interested in learning a new language. Every day after teaching my first class, I go to my teacher work area and I grade student work with my red pen and I plan my lessons for my next two classes. After that, it's lunchtime, so I eat my lunch and I talk to the other teachers who are in the staff room eating their lunch as well. Hey, did you see that hockey game the other night? I know this doesn't sound very Canadian, but I don't actually watch hockey. After lunch, I teach my next class of the day, which is computer class. In computer class, I teach students how to make video games. It is a really, really fun class. And then I teach my last class of the day, which is grade 10 French. This is our textbook. And that's pretty much the end of my workday. I usually put on my jacket at the end of the day and I say bye. Bye, everybody, to all of my colleagues. Well, hey, thanks for coming along with me for part of my day. I hope you were able to learn a few more English words and phrases to talk about your daily routine. Don't forget that next week, part 2 of this video will come out where I will talk some more about the things that I normally do in the evening. But I hope this English lesson helped you learn just a few more English words and phrases to talk about your daily routines. I'm Bob the Canadian and you're learning English with me. Don't forget to subscribe if you are new here and give me a thumbs up if this video helped you learn just a little bit more English. Thanks for watching and have a great day.